Everything's different tonight. So we're just going to ask you to enjoy the sounds, the sights of Christmas. Think of the birth of Jesus Christ and the impact it's had on your life. And just relax. And if the church burns down, there's windows on either side. You can just jump out, so don't worry about it. So, Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege. Christmas Eve is the favorite day of the year for me. I thank you for it, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that everyone would be blessed by the singing of the carols and the message that's in them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, Lexi. Kind of nice when your granddaughters sing, right? But all the granddaughters can sing. The grandsons, no. Not at all. Reading the Christmas story coming out of Luke chapter 2. I don't know if they'll put it up on the screen for you. Verses 1 through 14. And I think it's important to know the story, and so just let it minister to you. Let the word of God touch you. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This census first took place while Aquinas was governing Syria. So all went out to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he is of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pregnant with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring forth good tidings of great joy, which is to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." God bless the reading of his word. And everyone said, amen. Special music talking about the same.
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb. And that sleeping child you're holding is the great
and stand with us as we continue to worship. skies, they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows over all the weary world. And above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever over its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of hosts, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts agog. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. God has truly blessed us with some talent. Amen? Amen. My talent is apparently taking the offering. That's all I got. Even then, ushers, come on forward. And as we get ready to offer what it is that you feel like the Lord's put on your heart, I want to remind you that this is the season where the Word became flesh, made his dwelling among us, and we are eternally thankful. Right, church? Amen? All right, Father, we love you. It's truly almost impossible to find the words that we say when it is that we think about what Jesus has done. What can we give truly that is going to ever give thanks enough, Lord? So we offer just a partial thanks, Lord, as we give in this offering to your kingdom. And Lord, we are truly thankful for Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Forgot about that. I thought I had this one on. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. And, you know, it's my privilege today to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, but to understand that Jesus Christ is the reason that we're here. And if you can, I don't know if you can ever grasp it, understand it, but that he loves you, that he knows you on a personal level, and that he created us the way we are. Some of you got some complaints, but that's okay. That's the way it was, and that's the way it is. But if I can get you to understand that God loved you, he redeemed you, he saved you, and he created you. You know, we got Roger. He's 6'5" or 6", used to be. He's probably 6'2" now as he stoops down. You know, I'm 5'7". I thought I was 5'9", but in boot camp, they measured me out 5'7". So now I'm probably 5'5". But just say that to say this, that we're all different, but God uniquely gifts us. He knows our size, our glory to his name. So he's so good. I want you to remember about the Lord a few things, and we're going to have communion. I want you to remember that Christmas time is really a time for remembering. So Christmas is about Christ. We remember his birth. Whatever time of the year do we talk about the birth of Christ? Probably not often, only in December. But can I tell you, I want you to remember and start creating some memories for your family around Christmas and around Christ. My wife and I were both brought up in a traditional church. We were happy. We loved it. Christmas time, we always went to church, whether it was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And it was always a good thing. Christmas Eve is my favorite day of the year. You want to know why? It's a day of anticipation. As a kid, I couldn't wait to get up in the morning. I mean, I couldn't wait to see what God had for me. So it's a time to remember. And I think these memories are like markers, foundation stones. Give them to your children. I've been blessed here. I've been here long enough to see 3 or 4 generations of people. As I, you know, I'm watching Gordy up here sing. He sings soprano, in case you didn't know. As Gordy's up here singing, but I remember him as a little guy. I remember his mother singing, "Mary, Don't You Know?" And, you know, I remember Diana singing every year. I was going to say It's a Wonderful Life, but that's not what she sang. But all these things, but I remember Gordy's mother. I remember Gordy, his sisters both sang here. And Gordy now has children. So when I saw his children in this play last week, I thought, wow, I've been here a little bit too long. So it's just this. Keeps going on and on. But foundations, this, I don't think Gordy's ever missed a Christmas Eve service in the 24 years I've been here. He's been here every time, and it's a foundation stone for his children. So thank you. And I'm looking at Tammy Fite, and I knew her parents very well. And they're missing today because they went on to be with the Lord. You know, my parents used to come when they were around. They're missing because they went on to be with the Lord. And I can look around and see some empty places here, not necessarily where they sat, but there's a whole lot of people that are gone. But we can remember them and not be sad about it. Remember the good memories and the joy they experienced in this place. And so when I come in here, I don't get sad about it. I'm joyful about it because when those angels are glorious and rejoicing, they're up there in the crowd. And I believe that, so don't be sad today. Come on, rejoice. So Christmas is a time of rejoicing when we can rejoice of the time we had with our loved ones. And, you know, can we just rejoice with the ones that we got here? Here's my thought. If we worry about the ones that are gone, we can't get them back, but let's enjoy the ones that we have with us today. Amen? So I took my wife on a date, a time of remembering. I wrote it down on my calendar. It was December 23rd, right? I hope that's the right date. But I wrote in my calendar and I said, I want to take Pat out for a time, a good time, a time of remembering, a time of rejoicing. And I forgot the other word, but it was a good line, whatever it was. And I made sure I told her it was in my calendar and I asked her to look there. But you know where I took her? I took her to Roseville. I took her to Grosse Pointe in East Detroit, and we went in all the old haunts, the old bakery, went in the Bomberito's Bakery. Ever been there? Oh, man. So I bought all kinds of stuff. I got home and ate that pizza. It was hard as a rock. Her submarine was hard, but you know what? I enjoyed going in there, taking a number, and waiting an hour to buy something. But it's a time of rejoicing. There's an anchor. We're always going to remember that time. So here's what I want you to do with your family. Remember the good times and make memories with your children. It's a time of redemption. Jesus died for our sins. It's a time of rejoicing. We can rejoice that he loves us so much. And I want you to do something for me. It's a time of forgiving. Don't hold a grudge, because you're going to lose. Even if you win, you lose. So can we just let things go, let God forgive our past enemies, all these other people? Can we just let it go and say, God, you forgave me. I'm going to forgive you. And I tell you what, it's a wonderful time. It's a time of giving. I told my wife today, because I snuck out today and bought some more stuff. Not for me. I don't care if I get anything, you know. I got my family here. That's all I care about. $1,000 would help. You know how it goes, but all that kind of stuff. But that's not happening. So if we can give, it feels good when you're a giver. Amen. Doesn't it feel good when you give? It just gives. So what I can do, as I told her, Pat, I golf. That's fun. Actually, St. Clair Shores, that day we were shopping, they were golfing on that golf course on I-94. I thought, man, this stuff's not right. But it looked like fun. It was packed. But can we just say, let's forgive. Let's let people's offenses go. Let's get into the grace of God and know that he can change anyone. Do I deserve forgiveness? No, but I want it. And I'm going to freely give it. So when you give, it comes back to you. So I give my family everything I've got. I've given our congregation everything that I have. And you know what? I feel good. I feel empty, but I feel good. Because when you're empty, how many know God fills you up again? So this Christmas, maybe it's a difficult time. I know Luke Marsh is not here tonight. His mother passed away. It's hard. Others are, I'm thinking of someone else, her husband passed away. It's hard. You know, we usually have a memorial during the offering. We put our picture up. I just thought I'm going to skip it this year. We'll do it again next year. But it's hard. But I can tell you something. Look at who's next to you. Isn't that a wonderful person? Yeah, it's a wonderful person. So this Christmas, let's remember. I've got friends in the audience. You know, I've got Roger and Vicky here. I had the privilege of being there when Roger gave his heart to the Lord. The farmer and his wife and his daughter, Mark Farmer, you know, great evangelist that he thinks he is. Amen to that. I knew you'd say that. But it's great to have him here. Back in Clare, he worked for me. We had great times, and we still have great times. And our great friend, Mark and Karen Seppel, are here with us tonight. So it's great, man. I heard the Marks were here. I was thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a long night. But and how many believe the music was moving tonight? I can prove it to you. While they were playing the music, all the candles vibrated off of this thing right here. I had to put them up there. But it was all moving music about Jesus. Don't you love Mary? Don't you know? It's an awesome thing. Let's all stand together. Can I say again, Merry Christmas to you? You ever say that to clerks? Sometimes they don't know what to say. Some say it back, but we all say it. We're going to have communion today. I'm going to ask the men that I've contacted ahead of time if you'd join me. Let me explain Marysville Assembly. It's open communion, which means it's open to everyone that knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just ask you to contemplate and just give the Lord a chance to touch you. It's a time of remembering. So we remember his birth. Now we're going to remember his death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul writes, he had a revelation. He said, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. The night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he took his cup when he'd supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament, the New Deal, in my blood. This do you as often as you do in remembrance of me. And as often as you drink this cup and you eat the bread, you do show the Lord's death till he come." And then he gives us a command. He says, but let a man examine himself. Because if we examine ourselves, then the Lord doesn't have to do it. And then so come to the table and eat of the bread. I encourage everyone, if you got aught against someone, ask God to forgive you. As soon as you can, talk to that person. But I encourage you to come to the table of the Lord. Would you come, allow us to serve you, hold your portions, and we'll take it together. And if you need assistance, just raise your hand. We'll come to you. Would you come?
Spirits for receiving this communion, you tell us to do it in remembrance of you. What's been resonating in my spirit lately has been that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And God, that little child that came in a manger was a lion. That little baby that came in a manger was the greatest person, greatest human to ever walk. Father, I pray as we get ready to take the bread that we remember the body that was given in flesh, that you came in our likeness, the likeness that you created. You knew exactly what would happen to your body, but Lord, yet you still subjected yourself to torture. You suffered ridicule, but God, you did it for us, Lord. You did it so that way we wouldn't have to endure the things that you did. If we could truly understand the cost that it took, Lord, to offer your body to us, Lord, then, Lord, it would change us, and it should change us, radically change how we think of our brothers, our sisters, our fellow man. It would change how we view ourselves, Lord. You put the greatest price out for us, Lord, and you paid that price. We thank you, Jesus. And as we take the bread, I pray we do it truly in remembrance of you. Will you take the bread?
Father, we thank you for the cup that represents your shed blood. Scripture declares, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And I don't even understand it. You wrote it, I believe it. And I thank you for the Lamb of God. We thank you for your birth. And now we think ahead to your death and for the redemption of our souls. We thank you that every one of our sins, Lord, as bad as some of them were, confessed, are under the blood, never to be brought up again, Lord. So I say thank you, Father, for a clean conscience that only comes through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, shall we drink of the cup together? Hallelujah. Hey, how about a little rejoicing what he did? Can we rejoice in the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now I'm going to ask the ushers to come. We're going to light the candles. We're going to have the lights go down. I got you a man's candle here, buddy. No, go ahead. Take it. I'm going to light off of that. This is for you. All right, go ahead. You're the main man. All right, parents, I trust you'll be careful with your children. You know, I heard a Jewish rabbi this week say that wherever light is, in the darkest corner of the earth, underground, it'll always be victorious. Light will always be victorious over darkness. Jesus came into the world as a light, as a guide, as a savior. And no matter how dark the world seems to get, he'll always, always have victory. How many believe it? I want everyone to stand. With our lights, we represent the light of Christ into this world. And can we all sing together my favorite Christmas song, and Mark Farmer's too, Silent Night.
Around your mercy.
shepherds. Shepherds quake.
Do the first verse again. Hands burning yet? You still got time. I got my son up here, Jeff, because Jeff, Mark, Seppo, and I, we worked together for I don't know how many years you were here. 12, Mark, 10 and a half, 11. How many know we had great times together? Accomplished a lot. Mark, if you're here and you don't get burnt, come on up here if you can get through the fire. We're calling Mark, come back here. We're going to bring Jeff back. We're going back to the old days, man, and adding these two guys with us, but you can't go back. But I was so proud to work with these guys, and it was all fun. It was like water skiing. I had two stallions pulling in different directions. And my job was to keep them close together, amen? And it was all fun. So, Jeff, we love you. Proud of you. Can't take his hat off because his hair's not combed. Mark, I love you. And I told him, when you're bald, you don't have to worry about it, amen? Well, we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we'd like to give, so as you leave, I want every person to get a candy bar and an orange. And I can't taste oranges. You either get a good one or not, amen? So as we sing Hark the Herald, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Jeff's going to say
Merry Christmas.
Pastor Mark in his deep voice is going to say
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, hallelujah. He had to get it in, amen. Let's sing Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. Christmas as they keep singing.